give a great homage to the Buddha by reciting a lot of sacrifice.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa.
Okay, now I have to starts with the nature of metta. Can I hear? Can I hear?
Can you hear, Sunday?
I cannot hear.
Now can you hear?
Hey, now okay.
Okay. Now?
Okay.
Yes. 好，现在尊者呢要先开始解释慈心的数字。
So when we study the nature of metta, we have one body statement. Hita kara pavati lakana. Lakana justice is promoting the welfare of living beings.
Oh, 当我们学习这个慈心的数字的时候呢，有一句就是有一段巴利的说法，其实它的意思呢，就是我们是在直立的有推动这个友情的福利。
So that means we must try to develop the welfare of other living beings.
那我们其实呢，应该是致力于友情的福利，培育就是对友情的福利。
So if we just think about welfare of all other living beings, our loving kindness is stronger, also qualifying loving kindness.
那如果呢，是我们是着重于友情的福利的话呢，那我们的这个慈心就会很强。
Then we will have the function. Kipubasamhara rasa. The function is to prefer the welfare of all other living beings.
那慈心它的作用呢，它是带给诸有情利益。
I will have many frustrations. Hakata vinaya pachupatana. The manifestation is as the removal of annoyance.
但他的慈心的现起呢，是去除嗔恨。
We can also say removing ill will, hatred, and anger.
也可以说去除嗔恨，去除去除嗔恨，对，嗔心。
So that means if we have very strong loving kindness, nobody can annoy us.
我们也可以说，如果说我们有很强的慈心的话呢，没有人呢可以让我们起烦恼。
Now we all we will not annoy anybody. This also good habit, good manner.
同样的，我们也不会去让其他人起烦恼，这也是很好的行为。
Then we will have.The proximate cause.
Now, 我们这里也了解它的静音。
The proximate cause is Sattanam Manapa Bhavadasana Badatanam. The proximate cause is seeing living being as a lateral or lovely.
十的它的静音呢是以罗语作义来见到有情的优点。
So if we know that all living beings also love their life, then we have more loving kindness.
那如果呢，我们知道所有的友情呢，他们都很爱自己的生命的话，那我们也会有更多的慈心。
那那个，那我有 question， how can we know that our meta is successful or not？
那这里有一个问题呢，我们可能会问，我们怎么知道我们的慈心是成功的呢
？So when we can make evil.Our hatred or anger subsides, our loving kindness metta is successful.
那当我们能够让我们的嗔心退失、退消退的话呢，我们可以说我们的慈心是成功的。
Then if we have very strong selfish affection, then we will fail our loving kindness.
但如果说呢，我们会去产生很自私的情感的话呢，就是很自私的情感的话呢，那我们可以说慈心是失败的。
So whenever we have loving kindness, our mind is free from selfishness.
那当我们有慈心的话呢，我们的心是没有这个自私的情感的。
And there are also many other benefits of loving kindness. Even this morning, I have already explained 11 benefits, right? There are many, many other benefits of loving kindness. We cannot calculate how many of the benefits you can get by religion metta.
还有呢，今天早上中姐也有解释了。就是慈心呢，它也有很多很多的利益。早上讲的是一种，但是就会说还有很多很多其他的无数的，我们不能，我们不知道。就是说，当我们散播慈心的话呢，我们有无数的利益。
So now I think we should start the first chanza, right? Let me ask my teacher now.
嗯，那就是说呢，现在他应该开始也是这个第一个偈颂。就是卡拉尼亚马达库舍利呢。
So even in the whole morning, right? We have finished only introduction.
所以说呢，是今天早上呢，他只是给大家介绍而已，开始而已，这个初心，初心。
But anyway, all the introduction also can be found in the commentary.
嗯，就是说呢，这个所有的介绍呢，我们在注书里面可以找到的。
Now we will start卡拉尼亚马达库舍利呢。
嗯，那先首先要解释这个 karaniya madhakusalini。
We can analyze according to Pali grammar, karaniya and artha kusala。
那这个我们又可以以这个 Pali grammar， 我们可以来去了解这个artha kusalini 的意思。
So now here karaniya, karaniya means the thing we should do.This is called karaniya.
Karaniya 的意思呢是，所有有意义的事，我们应当去做的事，都是应当去实现的事情。
Because of the benefits of for ourselves and for other living beings, we should do or we should practice all these kind of beneficial activities or beneficial thinking, beneficial speech are called karaniya.
因为对我们有利益，对其他众生有利益，所以我们应该去培育，我们应该去做。那这些善语、善行都是我们应当去培育或是应当去实现的。
If we summarize three trainings are called karaniya.
那我们可以来这样子说，就是说戒定慧三学呢是。Karaniya, 就是我们应当做应当实现的事情。
So you have already know what is the training, right? sila samadhipanya, morality, concentration over time.
那就是说，大家已经知道三学是什么？三学就是戒学、定学、慧学。
So these three are beneficial for ourselves, beneficial for all other living beings. That's why we should practice, or we should do it. Then we also name it karmaya.
嗯，这三戒、定、慧三学呢，是对我们和对其他众生都有利益的。所以呢，我们应该培育，我们应该做。所以呢，它叫做卡拉米亚。
If we fail to do, how will we? If we really fail to observe precepts, or to practice concentration, or to practice wisdom training, sure, this is unbeneficial.
那如果说我们我们不做，或是我们没有保持，我们没有去修习这个戒学、定学和慧学的话呢，那我们可以说这是没有意义的。
So contrary to karmaya, we also have akarmaya, what we should not do, or what we should not practice.
所以呢，相对的，就是 akarmaya 的意思呢，就是不应当去做，不应当去实践的。
So if we know agamiya also, we can understand karmaya clearly.
那就是说呢，如果我们明白什么是 akarmaya 的话呢，什么是不应当做、不应当去实现的，那我们就可以明白 karmaya 应当做和应当实现的。
So if we say in brief, agamiya is the failure or unable to preserve or maintain.
那我们如果简单来说的话呢，阿卡尔尼亚的意思呢，就是我们没有办法去持戒、修定跟修慧这三学。
Then we also have different types of failure, mission, and akuranikaya.
那在真智部里面呢，也有解释几种失败。
How do we know there are four types of failure?
那总共有四种失败。
The first one is the failure of morality, sila, vipassi.
那第一种呢是戒的失败。
So we have good habits, good morality, but if we break many precepts.Is called failure of morality.
我们可能有很好的习惯，但是如果我们破戒的话呢，我们叫做戒的失败。
I think you have already known that if we say sila, it covers bodily actions and body actions.
那就是说，你们应该是知道戒就包含了就是身跟语行。
So mostly we have good behavior, good speech, but by accident, if we behave badly, or if we speak something bad, we fail our morality.
那平常呢，我们可能会保持很好的身形跟语形，但是有时候我们会不小心犯了身形，我们会下犯了一些造了一些身的恶行或是语的恶行，那我们也是叫做破戒。
Now we also have.The failure of view, this is vipassi.
那我们也有第二种呢，是叫做觉性。
We may listen to many people and many wrong ideas of many people, then finally our mind starts changing to accept wrong view, then there will be beginning of the failure of wrong view.
我们可能会听从很多人的想法，那我们可能会学习到不同的见解。那当我们这样子学习的话呢，过一阵子我们的心可能会改变，那慢慢我们就有觉见了。这样子的状态呢，我们也可以说是我们的见的失败，也就是学见。
So we don't need to think about very many wrong views. We don't need to think about very many We don't think about very many feathers to go this round you. We just get the only two feathers.
那我们不需要想说有很多种很多种的节点，或是什么造成我们有节点。其实有两种因素是造成我们有节点的。
The first one is impana, our own mind, our own intention. Most people like easier way, easier methods. That means if our mind likes very easy way or easy methods, then we can change to wrong view anytime. We can accept wrong view anytime.
那第一种是内在的，就是我们自己的内在，我们的心，我们的起心动念。如果说我们很喜欢容易的方式，或是很容易，那我们的心很，我们的心很喜欢容易的方式的话呢，很容易的我们就会转向邪见，我们很容易就接受了邪见。
We have only external cause, that is listening to wrong view.
那第二种呢是外在的。
So, if we listen wrong views many times, explained by many different people, then our mind starts inclining to accept. Except we are like not very strong, then finally we will become wrong view holder.
那如果说呢，我们听从很多人告诉我们的一些邪见，慢慢的呢，我们慢慢的接受，我们的心会倾向于他们所说的那一种邪见，那很快的，我们也变成是一个就是变成有很多邪见。
Everybody knows that to be good person is very difficult, to be a bad person is very easy.
每一个人都知道说要做一个好人是很难的，但是要做一个坏人是很容易的。
So if we don't want to, if we don't want to face difficulty, shall we go easier way?
那当我们，因为我们很多时候我们不想接受比较难的方式，所以我们会倾向于容易的方式。
Right, for example, there will be some Dhamma talk, they may say, you don't need to.You don't need sila, you just need wisdom. You don't need samadhi, you just need wisdom. It's very easy, right? But very difficult to practice.
那比方说呢，有一些说法者呢，他们会说，哦，你不需要有戒，你只需要有智慧，你不需要有定，你只需要有智慧。但是呢，这样子做的话是非常难的。
Okay, now.I have to talk about Achara Vipati, the failure of tradition. The next one.
那现在孙子要解释第三种失败，它是一种不良的行为或是习气。
Then, when we talk about Achara, we have to explain many things. Here, Achara Vipati as a tradition.
那当我们讲到这个 achara 就不良的行为呢，尊者说他需要解释很多，在这里他想解释一个关于就是这个传承的做法。
So there are some people, some Buddhists, they also ask, what about non-Buddhists? There are many, many non-Buddhists. They are also very good.There is some kindness, there is some compassion, they also have many people. Are they immoral? You may ask.
那尊者说呢，有些佛教徒他们会问，比方说不是佛教，不是佛弟子的话，他们也是人很好，很多善心，很多悲心，而且帮助很多人。但是呢，他们是不是不守戒的人，是不是没有德行的人呢？
So in every family, in every religion, there is some good tradition.
在每一个家庭或是每一个宗教里面，他们都会有他们啊这些传承一些好的习俗或是传承。
So now, if we talk about ajara sila, traditional morality, it covers all the things, all other good behavior and good practice.
那在这里呢，如果我们讲关于这个 achara 的话，这个行为的话呢，或是传承的话，它包含了好的行为。
The first one is kula. Kula means the lineage.
那第一种叫做 kula， 也就是传承的做法。
So we can also say the practice of lineage. According to our descendants, we have different lineage, different practice. There are many, many good practice.
那这个我们也可以说是传承的做法，或是传统的做法。那根据我们的传承呢，我们也会有很多很多种好的做法。
So our ancestor, right? Our grandfather, sometimes is called our ancestor, right? Our ancestor formulated many, many good practices. It's good and beneficial for our community and ourselves. We have to maintain. This is our responsibility. We have to call.
Monday, acceptor. Where's acceptor?
Ancestor.
Ancestor. 那尊者意思是说，比方说我们的祖宗，他们有也有很多好的做法，传承的做法。那如果是对于我们的团体，对于我们的周边的团体都是好的话，那我们也可以学习。
So, for example, when you go to China, you can see Chinese traditional Buddhist. When you go to Sri Lanka, you can see traditional Sri Lanka Buddhist. Similarly, when you come to Myanmar, you can see Myanmar traditional Buddhist. Similarly, in China, you may have traditional Chinese Buddhist, right? So, if your tradition or in our tradition, there are many, many good things for our community. We must be able to preserve all this tradition.
那比方说，真的说，比方说你去泰国，你会看到泰国的佛教徒；去的斯里兰卡，斯里兰卡的佛教徒；缅甸、中国，那每一个国家的佛教徒，他们都可能有一些他们的传统的做法。那在我们的国家呢，在这些国家，我们都会去。如果我这些做法呢，这些行为呢，都是好的话，我们都会尽量去保存他们。
Then we have.Pasangga religious practice.
那这里我们也是有另外一种叫 Pasangga， 它是宗教的做法。
Religious practice is also called ajara. For example, in Buddhism, we have precept or something like that. In Islam, in Christianity, Islamic, or any other religion, they also have some morality according to their culture.They are good for community. Then, as long as it's not very harmful for community, we can say this is a sila.
Now, 比方说，这个宗教的做法发生了，我们也可以叫做 achara。比方说，佛教徒我们有戒，然后呢，基督教呢，或是回教，他们可能他们也有自己他们的一些戒。那只要说这个戒呢，对于他们的这种传统文化，或者对于他们的族群都是好的话呢，没有害处的话呢，我们也是可以叫做希腊，也可以叫做戒。
Then again, if we study religion, in every religion there will be some good practices. All the good practices, which are beneficial for all other people and all the living beings.This is also called ajara sila.
那当我们学习其他的宗教的话，他们也是有他们好的做法。那如果也是他们的做法对其他众生也是有益的，那这种我们也是叫做 ajara sila.
Otherwise, desa. Desa means the place or the location or locality. Then, whatever the place, there are some special practices. excited according to their place.
那另外一种呢是 data。data 的意思呢是比如区域或是某个国家或是一些当地人他们的做法。
For example, in Upper Myanmar, like my place, when they try to observe themselves in the Ubud study, they will come to monastery. In the morning, whole day they will stand in the monastery, whole night they will stand in the monastery, after breakfast, the next day, they will leave monastery.
那比方说呢，在缅甸的上部，就是在尊者的家乡那一带呢，在八关斋日的时候呢，他们都会来寺院，他们早上就会来呢，一整天到一整夜，他们都会待在寺院里面，直到隔天的早上，他们才会离开。
So there are also some places, all these people will get up in the morning, in the morning, and they will take themselves, they will spend whole day.At night or in the evening, they will leave the monastery.
其他的地方呢，大家也会集合在寺院里。他们早上就会来，然后持戒一整天，到了傍晚他们才离开。
So there are many, many good practices according to small group in their village or their city or something like that. Then this is also called Ajala Siva.
尊者说呢，有很多很多种好的做法，比方说他们是根据着他们的村落，或者根据他们的区域他们去做这些好的行为。那我们这种也叫做阿查拉提拉。
There will be some people here, and you may have been to Thiruvalli Pachira in Palgoya. Around that time, all the Pal village will do.Go around for low rise collection all over the village. Not only our monastery, you can all over the monastery around the area. They will offer. In the tradition already.
那尊者说呢，在这里有一些学员们呢，你们有去过帕奥卡宁。那在帕奥卡宁每一年呢，他们都会到村落去这个做这个米供。在这时候呢，所有的村落包括不只是八二的禅林，还有其他所有的寺院呢，他们都会在那里供养你。供养是叫做你。
We're gonna find that kind of tradition in Upper Myanmar.
但这种做法呢，在缅甸的北部呢，上部就没有这种传统做法。
Then, similar like in Mandalay, in every morning there will be some devotees, they will prepare.Very big amount of rice and curry, waiting in front of their house for a barbecue to come. Whether they know or they don't know, they offer. We can find that kind of Christian only in Mandalay. We cannot find it in other places.
那在曼德勒呢？每一个早上呢，有一些信徒他们都会准备很多的米饭，还有食物，然后呢，他们会在家里的门口等待。不管是他们认识或不认识的比丘们来托钵呢，他们都会做供养。那这种做法呢，这种好的做法呢，只有在曼德勒才有。
Similarly, wine offering, just me wine offering, things like that. So I think around October or something like that, in Molani, all over the city, they invite all the people around Molani, they offer wine, wine.Collect one. We can find that kind of tradition only in Molani. We cannot find any other places.
那同样的，在毛丹宁，就是在大概十月的时候呢，整个那个毛丹宁的区呢的住在那边的人呢，他们都会供养，他会邀请所有的比丘，然后他们会供养油。那这种供养油的这种做法呢，这种好的做法呢，只有在毛丹宁才有。
Okay, the main thing is according to the place, the city, the capital, or village, or anywhere, according to their own group, their own tradition, they have very, very many good practices. If the beneficial for community, we can understand that is the Ajara Siva.
那尊者说呢， 就是说根据这个地方或是村落或是地方或是族群，他们都会有很多很多好的做法。那只要呢是对都是利益，都是有利益的，我们都叫做阿查拉提拉。
So I think compared to Sarangka, Myanmar is not that much rich in that kind of gacha. When you go to Sarangka, you can find many many gacha. Where do you start?
那尊者说呢，但是缅甸跟斯里兰卡来比较的话呢，斯里兰卡他们保存更多的文化，很多很多。尊者说，当他去斯里兰卡的时候，他会看到他们真的他们的文化很丰富，而且他们保存的很多。
I found some special tradition in Sri Lanka. For example, the Yamans are smoking. When they see people, they will stop smoking. So they are taking out.
尊者说呢，他在斯里兰卡的时候呢，他有看到一种很特别的做法啊，比方说一个人他在抽烟，那当他一看到不去的时候，他马上把那个烟丢掉。
Only we can find that kind of thing in Sri Lanka.
那尊者说，只有在斯里兰卡才可以看到这样子的做法。
Let me do that too much, right?
意思就是说，他们非常尊敬的出家人。
Okay, now.Finally, we also have Ajahn Maria Das Charita. The one is such a story.
那最后一种呢，我们叫做自律。
It's our personal practice, our personal discipline. Nobody taught us, nobody encouraged us. We ourselves make our own discipline.
自律的意思是说，没有当没有人逼我们，没有人就是鼓励我们，我们都会有保持这种自律，个人的做法。
So there are many many numbers. They are non-drinker, non-smoker. They just discipline by themselves for themselves. This is called Ajalasila.
就是说呢，有很多就是佛弟子、佛教徒，他们也是不抽烟，对，他们就是自己自律，他们不抽烟。
So there are also many many people, they don't see any Lesbians because of compassion. They can discipline themselves, even they don't wear any animal products, right? So this is their own discipline. Nobody force them, nobody encourage them. Although this is not religion, then this is also called Ajalasila.
那尊者说还有呢，很多人他们也是不杀害众生，这是他们个人的悲心，对，也没有人逼他们，也没有人鼓励他们这样子做，但他们就是不杀众生。而且呢，有些人呢，他们连那个动物的那些物品他们就不穿戴，这个也不是宗教的关系，这是他们自己的个人的做法或是一种自律而已。
If we don't follow all of these things, like according to the lineage, religion, or the place, or self-discipline, it will be failure of tradition. I got away by it.
那如果我们不这样子修习，我们不跟从，我们不跟从任何的传统啊，或是传统根据地方的做法等等的话，那我们也可以说是我们的这个Acara Sila 的这个示范。
Then we will have Ajiva Upati, failure of livelihood.
那还有一种呢，我们可以叫做有一种叫做 Ajiva， 也就是邪念。
So we have good livelihoods, moral livelihoods, but by accident or maybe because of our negligence, we have retained our livelihoods. Illegal, improper, or immoral livelihoods. This is called.
我们平常都是我们会有好的这个生活的方式，但是我们也会守戒，但是有时候很意外或是我们不小心没有正念的话呢，我们也可能会有邪念，我们会改变我们的我们的方式变成了邪念。
Okay, we summarize. Failure of morality, failure ofview, failure of good tradition, failure of livelihoods, these are akarniya. we cannot do.
那如果我们总结的话呢，就是戒的失败，邪戒，就是有不良的行为或是传统，然后邪淫等呢，这些呢都叫做阿卡拉尼亚，也就是我们不应当做或是不应当去实现的。
So if we are practicing to achieve good morality, good view or right view, good tradition, or good livelihood, then it should be considered as karaniya. We should practice.
那相反的呢？如果我们是要在培育戒的话，有正见或是有良好的行为或是习俗，或是有正念的话，这个我们叫做 karaniya。
So the next part why is atta kusalena, right? I have already analyzed karaniya atta kusalena.
那刚才我们是要解释了这个 karaniya， 现在终于要解释 atta kusala。
Then again, we also have anatta kusala. Atta kusala means skill in doing good things. Anatta kusala means not skill in doing good things or skill in doing bad things.
那这里我们有 atta kusala， 我们也有 anatta kusala。 那 atta kusala 的意思呢就是善取义利，那 anatta kusala 呢就是不善取义利。
So that means to be good person or to be bad person, we ourselves is also important, similarly our environment is also important。
我们自己呢想要做个好人，或是我们想要做坏人，我们自己是非常重要。如果我们想要做好人，同样的，我们的周围的环境也是很重要的。
Sometimes we don't train ourselves. We just do what we cannot do. We are very skillful in the bad things, right?
那就是说有时候呢我们没有训练我们自己，我们变得很做坏事，我们变得很善巧。
I think you may know more than me, right? Because you may have experience in that environment. For example, how to cook a fish, living fish, for example, right?
那甚至说呢他说你们应该比他还要清楚，比方说呢如何煮一条活生生的鱼，你们懂对吗？真的说。
So then some of the people they show their cooking skill. They just cut living fish and have a body deep into the one they cook. You know, although have cooked, fish is still alive.
真的说呢，有一些人呢，他们还会捡漏。让人知道他们的厨艺很好，比方说他们会杀一活生生鱼，然后把半条鱼放进那个热油里面，但那个时候呢，那鱼还是活着的。
So there are many people, they show their skill, but not really very good.
那就是说呢，很多人他们都会让人家知道他们的手艺，但是这是不好的。
So you think it's very clear, right? And that's a good thing.They are very skilled in doing bad things.
那尊者说在这里，你能明白吗 ？Anatta kusala 应该很清楚，他就是他的意思就是不善于利益，做一些不善于利益的事情。
Actually, I also have watched one documentary about a five piece or something like that. Another documentary, I don't know who called it all these things. You know, even drinking, for example, very big cup of beer or wine or something like that. Only one drop.He showed his skill, how smart he is in drinking.
那尊者说呢，他有看过一些纪录片关于五戒的。他说，比方说喝酒，那个人会给他，就是在那个路里面，那他也给他，就是说他们喝一大杯的酒，一次就喝下去，他让你看他的能力。
Similarly, I would just keep about cooking, living fish, for example, that kind of thing.Can be found in that documentary.
那从这样的刚才真的讲的就是杀和煮这个活鱼呢，在这个纪录片里面也可以看到。
So sometimes we show our skill, but that's immoral. That's not very beneficial for our people.
就是说，有时候呢，我们是要显露我们的能力、我们的技术，但是这些都是没有道德的，而且对大家都没有利益。
Maybe they will emulate their skill, and they will kill animal, they will drink more, right?
当他们看到这些的话呢，他们会学习，他们会学习我们杀生、杀动物，然后会学习我们喝酒，这是不好的。
So similarly.Fishing skill, hunting skill, there are many, many skills.
同样的比方说如何钓鱼如何捕猎这些技巧呢也是不好的。
Okay, this is our partner. If it's something that is not very beneficial for our community, we better don't train ourselves.
那尊者说呢刚刚讲的呢是对于个人的。那对于我们团体，对于我们的周围环境的话呢，如果是没有利益的话呢，我们也不应该去学习或者去训练。
Then, moreover, we will have communication skills and many other skills. Then,
那同样的，
Okay.
同样的，我们也有一些比如学习如何沟通的那种技巧。
For example, we may communicate with many, many bad people.Associate with many bad people, then somehow to communicate with them, we always have to be bad.
比方说，我们可能跟很多不好人交往，然后学跟不好人交往。那我们要跟他们沟通的话呢，我们也要学习跟他们一样就是不好的行为。
So.Okay, we can understand anatta-kosala, right? Similarly, anatta-kosala. So we must be very skillful in doing many, many beneficial things. For example, dana. We must know how to do dana properly.
尊者刚才解释了，他说你们应该明白什么是 anatta-kosala。那接下来他解释这个 anatta-kosala 就是善学毅力。那善求毅力的话呢，我们也是要学习，我们也要有善巧做善的事情、好的事情。比方说布施，我们要懂得如何做布施，很正当、很正确的如何去做布施。
Then, for example, what is the Baba so dana? You can answer, you can merit, but it should be more than that. Then, for the benefit of the receiver, it should be.
那就是说，比方说有人问啊，做布施的目的是什么呢？那有人会回答说，哦，我要变得富裕。其实呢，就是说做布施的目的呢是多过要富裕，它应该是为了其他人的利益。
Maybe in your community, you need to invite only one people, two people. Just offer. You do not say anything in your from your mouth, right? Just offer. You need an explanation. They are taking you one.Okay,
good. 就是说，比方说，在你们的在你们的周边，你可能会邀请一个比丘，然后供养比丘。那么你在今年也会发愿这样子，就是说这样子做就已经足够了。
In Myanmar Buddhist community, we have very, very many knowledge about Buddhists. Then we have some difficulty.
那尊者说呢，但是在缅甸的话，那缅甸的族群呢，他们对于这个佛教，他们有很多知识，那有时候他们就会有很多的问题。
Majority of Burmese people know that offering to Sangha is better than offering to Patana.
很多缅甸人他们都知道，供养僧团呢，它的比供养个人呢会更加的好。
Then when they offer, they will say, Sangha Sadhema. I offer it to Sangha.
当他们做布施的时候，他们会讲，我是供养给僧团的。
So now here in this community, if you offer me, Sangha Sadhema, it belongs to me, no problem. I'm alone. Only Sangha here. Okay.
尊者说，如果现在呢，你能供养尊者，然后你说我供养僧团，尊者说这是没有问题的，因为他是单一位嘛，所以是没有问题的，他就是僧团。
So, if there's 100 bhikkhus in this hall, you may bring a cup of juice to offer me Sangha Dhamma. I must share 100 bhikkhus.
但是呢，听我说，如果说现在在你们的禅堂有100位比丘，然后你供养一杯果汁，你跟尊者说我是供养僧团的话，那尊者那一杯果汁就要跟100个比丘分享。
Right? Then again, it's a juice. Actually, only before downrise, right? We have to drink juice. After downrise, not allowed anymore. Within these maybe 2 hours, we might share. Right?
那尊者说呢，果汁呢一定要在冥想之前喝完吗？那如果在这几个小时里面，他要分享100个人，不是有问题？
So that means we all know that offering to Sangha is more beneficial and better than personal. But we must be one. If we have only one or a cup of juice, we will say Sangha is a dhamma, bhagali, very difficult to handle.
就是说他的意思呢，就是说当我们做布施给僧团的时候，我们知道这是非常利益是非常大的，非常好的。但是呢，当我们做供养的时候，其实我们要有智慧。如果你只有一杯果汁的话呢，那你又说我要供养给僧团的话，它会造成很多的麻烦，很多的问题。
So if you are like this, it's good for donuts, very bad for receiver, right?
那就是说，如果你这样子做供养的话呢，对于布施者是非常好的，但是对于接受者呢是不好的，很麻烦的。
I don't know how to handle this kind of case. For me, in year 2012, I think, Pankaj who came to Malani main branch, one of his devotees, very close devotee, after finishing Parimokkha, offered Sidhumadhu, he brought out Sidhumadhu to Sialaji.Saying Sangha Sadhema. That's okay. Hand over to him. Okay. Here we have 500 bhikkhus. You can offer by yourself.
This is the first time he didn't know how to deal with this situation. But in 2010, he went to Tao Tang to study. That time, Tao Tang was with Tao Tang. Then, there was one day that was his birthday.刚好呢，受戒完了，有一位很亲近的病人呢，供养了一罐子金毛给他吧。那他供养禅师的时候呢，他就说我这是我要供养僧团的。那禅师呢，就把这一罐子金毛交回给他说，那你可以去供养给500位比丘。
Then I also start realizing, okay, this is a good way. We don't need to handle ourselves. Just start to donate. Okay.
所以尊者呢开始领悟了要怎么做。他说：“我们自己不用解决这个问题，就把这个贡品交回给这个布施者就好了。”
Similarly, only one ballpoint pen, right? Of a Sangha Dhamma, we have 500 bhikkhus and powder, yeah. But to do, okay, you better share 500 bhikkhus by yourself.
尊者说，比方说一支笔嘛，如果你说你供养给僧团的话，你就把尊者就会把这支笔交回给布施者，说好，你可以拿去跟500位比丘分享。
So that means skill. We're talking about skill. If we think about our own profit too much, then we will have to suffer.
所以呢，这里尊者要讲的就是善巧。那如果当我们供养的时候，我们只想着自己的利益，只想着自己的利益的话呢，那我们就。
Then we also have many other things to say here. For example, sila. Sure, we must be skillful how to observe sila.
Ah, 就是讲的，刚才就是说，如果我们想着自己 我们想着自己的利益太多的话，那对于我们应该想着那个接受者的他的那个利益，这是一种善巧。那这里呢，真的要注意指示如何要水，如何水字。
Most is key. Come from long time practicing. After practicing very long time, we have more experience, then we become more skillful.
那首先呢，要能够很好的持戒呢，我们需要培育很久的时间。当我们培育了一段很长的时间，我们会变得越来越有经验，也有善巧。
Then you have already known that focusing on the breathing is not very easy, right?
我真的说呢，你现在已经知道要专注在入出体不是一件很容易的事。
So if you are very skillful in focusing on the breath, you can see the lungs, you can see the nimitta, you can see jhana. It's very clear.
真的说，如果你有善巧，能够专注的在能够很好的专注在入出时的话呢，很快你就有光，有禅相，然后你可以很快的证得禅定。
So yeah, atta kusala means we must be skillful in doing beneficial things and good things.
所以呢，在这里我们说的这个阿帕夫萨拉的意思呢，就是说我们要善求毅力，很有善巧的去做有意义的事情。
Then we have to avoid something or somebody who can destroy our skill or who can destroy our skill.
那同样的呢，我们也是要避开一些人，他们会破坏我们的善巧，或是会影响到我们的这个善巧。
For bhikkhu, the Buddha practices many things. You can learn Vinaya Pitaka, many ruling regulations for bhikkhus.
对于出家众比丘的话呢，佛陀不允许很多事情，就是说在戒律上，他们比丘很多事他们都不能做。
For example, the Buddha practices Raja Vanava. Raja Vanava means very close relationship with the king. Normally we can say minister or prime minister or higher officer.
比方说呢，佛陀他禁止比丘与国王或是部长等等交往。
Then if we associate or communicate with the king,very closely, how will happen? There are many people who love the king. Similarly, many people hate the king.
那如果说比丘跟国王呢，非常亲近的话呢，他们会有什么结果呢？因为有很多人他们很喜欢国王，但是也有很多人他们很讨厌国王。
Similarly, we must not associate with people without faith.There are many people, they don't have any faith or any belief in Siddhartha Maripanya or maybe any good practitioner. We should not associate with that kind of people.
同样的呢，也不应该跟一些一些，比方说有一些人他们没有信心，他们对于善学或是对于一些善行都没有信心的，那我们不应该跟他们交往。
So I have already said in this Dhamma talk also few minutes ago, right? There are some people, they will say, you don't need to do sila, just vipassana. You don't need samadhi, just vipassana. That means, if you are practicing sila, that kind of conversation or that kind of speech will destroy your faith, your skill.
那就是说，刚才他也有提到说，有一些人他会跟你讲，哦，你不需要修定，不需要修戒就可以修观禅，你不需要修定就可以修观禅。那就是说，如果你现在在持戒，在学习持戒的话呢，那如果有人这样子跟你说他的这种说法呢，会破坏你的信心，破坏你的善巧。
Many people will talk about concentration, especially samatha. They will also say, if you practice samatha, you will go crazy.Right? Then if you practice samatha, this is not Buddha teaching, it's a Western time. Then it will define your faith, your skill.
那也有很多人他们会谈到说修定， 有些人会说、哦、如果你修定的话，那你会走火入魔，这不是修定，不是佛陀的教法，你不要浪费你的时间。那当有人这样子跟你说的话，其实他们会破坏你的信心和你的善巧。
That's similarly Angalayiva Bhatan or not Ankabodhi Bhatan maybe. So when we have association with that kind of people, because of their behavior or their practice, sure, our faith will naturally destroy it. Then their speech or their behavior, finally, we will lose everything.
那也有，我们也不跟那些不可靠、不忠实的人交往，因为当我们跟他们交往的话，他们的行为，会造成，会破坏我们的信心。当我们听到他们讲的话，或是学习他们的行为的话呢，我们慢慢我们也会失去我们的信心。
Then, if we something for somebody who has said, who uses the word, for example, then.So it's not his happiness. He was destroying our faith also.
那有时呢，如果我们跟一些粗暴的人，比如说很爱辱骂人、恐吓人的那些人交往的话呢，他也会造成我们不开心。这样子呢，我们的信心也会被破坏。
If we summarize, there are many, many people we cannot associate. Those who can destroy our skill. Okay.
那如果我们总结的话呢，有很多很多种人，我们都不应该去交往，因为跟他们交往的话呢，会破坏我们的信心。
So there are many many things to say in this case, right? But anyway, I should summarize. Ashakusala and Ashakusala means skiing and doing good things, beneficial things. This is called Ashakusala. If we are very skillful in doing bad things and beneficial things, this is called Netakusala.
嗯、那尊者说呢，他说有很在这个课题里面，他有很多很多东西都可以说，但是他把它总结起来，就是 Atakusala 的意思呢，就是善求毅力。那 Anatakusala 的意思呢，就是那些不善于毅力的人。
So now we can also say another thing. In the sense of Atakusala, then I have talked about.The precepts, right? Then there will be some spoken factors or producing cause of stila. We have to develop that kind of factors and that kind of causes to improve or to maintain our skill.
那尊者呢？刚才他解释这个 Atakusala 就是善求毅力。那在他讲这个课题的时候，他已经也解释了这个持戒。那尊者说呢，要持戒的话，持戒也有一些支持的因缘，让我们更好的培育我们的这个戒，所以或是让我们更有善巧的去持戒。
For example, faith or confidence. We better say Pali word, sadha.
比方说信心，在巴利文就是 sadha。
So sadha means belief in three trainings and the benefit of three trainings. Sadha also means belief in Buddha's quality, Dhamma's quality, and Sangha's quality. Sadha also means belief in karma and its results.
那信心的意思呢是对于三学。有信心，对于佛陀的教法有信心，对于佛陀佛法僧的那个功德有信心，然后对业跟果报有信心。
So we have Patimokkha rules for bhikkhus. Then there are also many other precepts for lay devotees. When we have very strong faith, sadha, we will observe any kind of precepts, rest of Buddha.
那尊者说呢，我们有很多戒，比如比丘有巴提摩卡戒，然后呢，在家人呢也是有五戒，五戒八戒等。那如果我们对戒有信心的话呢，我们就会很尊重，带着一种很尊重的心去持戒。
I don't know who invented the theory of epithets. In Myanmar, we have many, many ways to avoid. For example, one second epithet. How they can create that kind of thing? Sometimes, like only wisdom monastery, epithets. They just determine when they are in the same monastery, they are the epithets. When they leave monastery, no more epithets. We don't have that kind of limitation in Parishat or commentary. But they invented it like this.
那尊者说呢，现在有很多人都发明，比方说他们发明新的方法如何持八戒，比方说在一座里面呢，在就是只有在座一座里面我们持八戒，或是比方说他去了寺院里面呢，他就持八戒，他一离开了寺院他就不持八戒。尊者说呢，在经典里面都没有教导这样子的。
So there are the some people they say have Jai Bodhana。
然后还有一些人，他们会说，比方说持半天的八关斋戒这样子。
So we can find happy Bodhisattva in Parikat and commentary.
但尊者说在，经典里面就有讲到，或者著书里面就有讲到是半天持戒。
But it will be different from how people practice today.
但是跟现在人的做法是不一样的。
Whenever I have opportunity, I explain what is it has Jai Bodhisattva.
尊者说他没有机会解释什么叫做半天的持啊不菩萨的戒。
Then everybody know Anatta Bindika, right? Everybody know Anatta Bindika, right?
尊者说，大家都知道几孤独长者吗
？You may not remember your great grandfather's name, but you know Anatta Bindika. Right?
尊者说，可能你不会记得你的曾祖父的名字，但你一定会知道谁是祖父的长者。
Similarly, you may not know your great grandmother's name, but you may know Vipassana, right?
尊者说，同样的，你可能不记得你的曾祖母的名字，但你知道谁是这个 Vipassana。
Okay, now, another Bindika is a house. In every bodhisattva.Everybody has to observe epithets, including small babies.
所以是几乎孤独长者的家呢，在每一个乌波萨达日的时候呢，所有人都要持守这个八戒，包括很小的婴孩。
So in the evening, no more breastfeeding. They just give chakramudu for little boys and little girls.
在傍晚的时候呢，他们就不喂奶了，他们只是给这些小朋友吃吃东西。
And again, there's a new worker who works in the farming, in the farm. Then one day he didn't know this is what that is. He had never seen what that is in another Bindika's house.That he left and walked whole day in the farm. No other people are there.
那有一个新的员工，他住在农里面做农在农场里面帮忙的。那这是他第一天在他的Anatta Bindika这个主孤独长者的家工作。那他不知道这一天呢是八关斋日，而且要守这个八戒。那他一整天呢都在工作。
So in the evening, he came back. When you go to dining hall, only one plate and one table for him. No other people there.
那在傍晚的时候，他回来了，他是去了那个用餐的地方，然后就只看到了一个盘子和一张桌子给他，但没有看到任何人在那里。
Then only one waitress, a lady.Then he asked, how about all other people now? The lady said, today, all the people of the epithet, we don't know, we forgot to inform you. That's why you go very early. Then, this is only for you. No other people will eat today.
那那时候呢，在那个餐厅的地方就只有一个侍者，一个女的侍者。那这个男的他就问，所有人在哪里？他就说，哦，今天呢是我们所发戒日，一个发戒日。那我们因为今天你很早出门，我们忘了告诉你，所以呢，今天只有你一个人在这里，没有人在这里。
Then he realized, if all the people outside precepts do a beneficial, that's all the people do it. So he requested and do Ubodhana.
那那个时候呢，他明白说，因为持戒是有利益的，所以呢，大家都持戒，所以他也要求要持戒。
Then the lady informed Naradeva, their lord. Naradeva also said, "It's okay, you can observe precepts now."
那那个女的呢，她就去通知了这个比丘的长者，那比丘长者接受她的要求，然后让她守八戒。
So all other people observe whole day Ubodhana, you may have only half day Ubodhana.
那所有人呢，他们都守了一整天的八戒，那他呢是守了半天的八戒。
So you can imagine whole day walking, very tired, very hungry.
那我们可以想象，因为他工作了一整天，他肚子也是很饿。
So the holy workers were not like the sitting on the office, working for the computer, right? Was blue, yolk, and bluffing, very, very heavy job.
他的一整天的工作呢，不像我们就坐在办公室里用电脑，他是在田里工作，所以他要处理很多很重、很繁重的工作。
So he burned so much, you can easily imagine.All night, very tired, the pain in his stomach.
So, 那个晚上呢，他的肚子就很痛。
Then, knowing that, another Vedika brought the tumadu for him, gave him. Okay, now you can take it. And he rejected it. My lord, please, you better take it. Then another Vedika said, "I'm happy.I don't need. You are not very heavy enough. You can take it. It's alive. He says very simple. My lord, I just have a chance, an opportunity to observe only half day. Please, let me make it strictly."
那个时候呢，几个的长者就知道了他的状况，他就拿了吃的那个给他吃。那时候他就拒绝了。他就跟吉库杜长者说：“你可以用这个特定麻醉。”但吉库杜长者说：“我不需要，因为我很健康。但是呢，你不健康，所以你应该吃这个特定麻醉。”那时候他就跟他说：“主人，因为我今天只守了半天的这个八戒，那请让我就是很真诚的去，很严谨的去守这个八戒，所以他不想吃这个特定麻醉。”
So after whole night suffering.The next morning, he passed away.
那因为他一整晚都受苦，他肚子痛嘛，所以在这天他就过世了。
So you can imagine how strong his determination is.
那你可以想象他的那个决意是多么的强。
So that means, okay, now I should compare more than this. In another Vedika house, have been both sides. Started in the evening.Whole night, but modern day, many people they also have daily research. Starting from morning and evening, they can have dinner. This is a happy about that, right? Okay.
那智者说呢，他要比较就是现在的半守半天的这个八关斋戒。那在几孤独长者家呢，他是在傍晚的时候开始守八戒。然后一整晚他都守这个八戒，这个也叫做半天。那可是，在现在的人呢，他们守的八关斋戒呢，是从早上他们就守这个八戒，可是到了傍晚他们就用午餐。
That's wrong. That's improper. That's not very skillful.
那尊者说呢，这是不对的，这是不适当，而且不善巧的。
Okay, that means we have, okay, if we go to the Pali text and commentary, especially Pali text, we have Kala Priyanda Sila, time limiting morality.
那尊者说呢，在巴利经典里面或者著书里面也说，就是我们守的戒是有时间性的守戒。
So you mentioned one day precepts, two day precepts, seven day precepts, one month precepts. We can limit the duration of practice at least one day. According to another Vedic house, maybe half day for dinner and evening, maybe. So.This is called Kala Priyanda Sila. Limiting the time, we observe precepts. Limiting the duration, we observe precepts. Then, whenever we have opportunity, we can do it.
So, 就是说在经典里面有说，比如说一天的戒、两天的戒、七天的戒、一个月的戒。我们可以限制，就是说一段时间我们要守戒，比如一天。但是在底部的长者的家，那时候他守了半天的戒，那是从傍晚开始。那就是说呢，在我们的就是说如果我们有机会的话，我们可以试着这样子去守戒，就是有限的时间里面我们守戒。
So I think you have already known, right? As you said, we call that every day, but you may have never tried.Can we touch, right? So that means there will be some special day. You don't need to charge money. You don't need to sell or buy anything. Just limit yourself. Then take 10 visas for one day. It's for you. This is also for Kala Priyanda Sila.
So you know, you know, so you know, 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 you know,但是有时候，但是你们可能没有守过十戒，就是说，如果有些时候特别的日子，比方说你们那一天不需要碰钱，不需要买任何东西的话呢，你也可以就是限制自己，就是说在这一天呢有守十戒。
So, okay, now if we summarize, when we have sadhan, we will fully observe precepts. If we have sadhan, we will have many many discounts, right?
那尊者在这里他要总结说，当我们有信心的时候呢，我们就会完全的去实践，我们不会给任何的折扣，不会给很多很多的折扣。
Then we also have controlling sense rules. This is also called precepts. That means when we have mindfulness, we can do it. If we are not very mindful, we cannot control our sense rules.
那第二点呢，我们也是要守护这个真门。那当我们有正念的时候呢，我们就可以守护真门；当没有正念的时候呢，就没有办法守护真门。
Then, similarly, we have purification of livelihood. So when we have very strong right efforts, if we know how to practice properly, we have right efforts. When we have right efforts.We may have right livelihoods.
那第三种呢，我们叫做佛命片境，就是说，当我们可以过这一种很清净的生活，就是正念。所以说呢，我们需要有很强的清净力，我们要我们才可以很正当、很适当的去培育这个。那当我们有正清净的话呢，我们才能够有这个正念。
So similarly, we also have wisdom for people who have four legacies. Whenever we use four legacies, we have to reflect or recall it. One we have to use. This is for, in order that we may not have attachment to the properties. In this case, we must be wise. If we want to be used, we don't have attachment to our properties.
同样的比丘呢，比丘们他们也是有四支具。那在他们用四支具的时候呢，通常都要如理请示。那当他这样子做的话呢，他对于那些物品呢，四支具就不会升起任何的执着。
So, Okay, if we summarize, to have Atta Kusala, we also have to improve our sadha, our mindfulness, our right efforts, and our willingness. When we can develop these four, we can also upgrade our skill in doing good things.
那尊者说呢，在这里总结就是阿塔库萨拉，善求毅力。在这里呢，我们一定要增强我们的信心，增强我们的正心性，增强我们的真念，还有智慧。当我们有具备这些的话呢，我们就可以提升我们自己的善巧。
Okay, now I don't think I can finish all other skills. Okay, now.Continuation of Atapu Flower, continuation next session. Okay, next session. Now 2:49. We can start Q&A session. Okay? You may have questions. Okay?
那尊者说呢，他现在呢没有办法把所有的善巧都讲完，所以呢现在他等下接下来的环节他会再解释这个 Atapu Flower。那现在呢是问答的时候。
Any other question?
During the Dhamma talk, you said that metta is for us to try to only live in beings.
Mm-hmm.
But when you told us the story about the tree Dewa,
mm-hmm.
are they considered living beings?
Living beings, sure.
So the Dewa are considered、yeah. living beings.
Sure.
When you talked about having good friendships,、
mm-hmm.
But if people gather together and meditate together,、
mm-hmm.
is it okay for us to share our experiences with、mm-hmm. each other? Would that cause confusion if somebody experienced something else and we don't?
So actually, whenever we talk about Dhamma, we would have to talk about our partner experiences too much.If we talk about our partner experiences, some people will get confused. Even in Nita, we have different shapes, different colors, according to personalities, right? So it should be general Dhamma discussion, according to the text. Okay? Okay. Can you get?
Not all, Gandhi. Not all. The second question is when the...For example, about the good friendship, when they get together,、can they share about the experience, right?
Or meditation, sure. Meditation experience.
Yeah,、meditation experience. 哦，他的问题就是说，当朋友聚在一起的时候呢，能不能分享个人的禅修的经验？那尊者说，在聚在一起的时候呢，尽量就是讨论佛法，不是个人的经验。我们只是讲佛法就好了。比方说，你个人会有禅相，但是每一个人的禅相，它的颜色、它的形状可能是不一样。那我们讨论的时候呢，就只是讲佛法、讲法就好了，不要讲个人经验。
So the first question, you know,
The first question is metta is for the benefit of living beings.
Yeah.
So the three deva are they living beings?
Yeah,
are they living beings?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah. So then, yeah. 他第一个问题就是说，读经呢是散播给尊者，有说散播读经给生命的众生。那尊者意思说。他问这个畜生是不是众生呢？尊者说是的。
Okay, additional, right? Actually, devas or animals or human beings, if they are still alive, we can say living beings, right?
尊者说呢，就是天人、人类、动物，他们都是活着的，所以我们可以说他们是众生，活着的众生，有生命的众生。
Any other question?
You mentioned by having a metta, nothing can annoy us.
Yeah, sure.
I'm wondering what about mosquito?
Good question, right?
Because I've seen offering food to fungi and there are flowers before, and then when he starts sitting down, no, I'm just wondering, fungi have a lot of metta. Is that why?
Maybe go eat dinner, maybe. Okay. So that means, okay, when we have metta, sure, there are many, many unseen power or unknown power of metta. We cannot say what is happening, right?
那他的问题是, 尊者说, 当我们有实心的时候，我们其他的众生是可以干扰到我们。 那尊他的问题呢是，如果是蚊子的话呢，因为好像说看到大家供养书的尊者的时候呢，尊者好像没有被干扰，因为那时候好像有蚊子是吗？所以说尊者是有很多的慈心。那尊者说，我们当我们有慈心的话呢，我们会有很多看不见的力量，我们有很多看不见的力量。嗯，对。
When they do the eight precepts,
and it's not a big thing.
Okay. I know some people who are really very fancy. So, what is the suggestion for some of my friends who are afraid to eat? Actually, it depends on what kind of food we eat, also, right? Although we say, we got our bhojana. It's liable to take tadumadu. Tadumadu means like a honey, ghee, molasses. Another one is wine. So if we mix up together, we call it tadumadu. So this is, we can mix up together, we're going to eat. If we just eat all one material, for example, ghee or molasses, or make it juice and drink, it's liable. Okay? It depends on what kind of food we eat or how we relate to our body, then it will be okay. Right? But before observing every step, you have to learn what kind of food is allowable in the evening. Okay.
Mother, I don't hear her question.
Okay, so the question is, there are some people, they observe every step. And they lose, they are losing their weight. They losing their weight. Right? So they are very thin. Then how should we handle that kind of thing?
尊者说呢，有一些人他们吃八戒，他们是来减肥的。那当他们吃了八戒，他们变得很瘦。那要怎么处理这样子的状况呢？尊者说，看我们吃什么。 比方说，你吃猪肉或不吃的话，但是有一些食物呢是允许或者允许的，比方说茶多玛多，茶多玛多是蜜糖、牛油、油，加在一起，变成茶多玛多的。那这个食物呢是允许的，或者呢你可以单一就是说这个牛油或是蜜糖你可以泡出来喝，这样也是可以。所以尊者说呢，就看我们。 我们的身体需要什么，然后呢，尊者说，在我们持守八戒的时候呢，我们应该要学习，要知道什么是货物，什么食物是允许的。
No choice, Okay. So if we have three, our skill will be weaker. Right? If we have two, very weak. If we have one, very weak. Very, very weak. If we have nothing, useless. Right? So if we have four, we are powerful, skillful. Okay?
那他的问题呢？刚才尊者也说到，就是信心、正心、信、正念，还有智慧。那如果要选择一个的话，应该选哪一个？那尊者说，没得选。如果说你只有三个的话呢，你的善巧呢是弱的；如果你只有一个的话呢，你就非常弱；如果你什么都没有的话呢，那你就是没有用的。 那尊者说，如果我们有四种数字的话呢，那我们就很善巧，我们就很小。
Okay.
The
Okay, so there are some Loki Pali words, very difficult to understand. So if it's difficult to understand the Pali words in Pali Kona, we can go and read in the commentary. So we're very clear. Okay? Simple Pali commentary.
Mm-hmm. 那刚才他问的是巴利的这个注释是什么，就是说因为有一些巴利字很难理解，所以如果你不能明白这个字呢，你可以去看这个注释。
So now all the things are in a collector, right? Metasutta, right? This one, most of them are from commentary.
那就是说今天解释这个词经对吗？里面的很多字呢，都是从这个注释里解释出来。
Okay.
I want to ask you about the how to say meta? Is it like metasso or?
What is the meta you mean?
Metasso.
Okay. Chanting
or?
Actually, later I will explain how to read the meta.
Oh.
Okay. Now, this is just English. Just explaining meta to that now. One by one. That might take very long time, right? Mm-hmm. So, later, at the bit, I think when you chant meta to that, you may find Sattva, Sattva, Bhavandu, Sukhi, Sattva. That kind of thing, right? That's the
situation. But I don't know the meaning of the word.
Oh, sure. So that means later you have given another time, right? So for example, may all the living beings be happy. That kind of statement, right? Wishing all the living beings to be happy. This is called metta.
Well, I'm talking about
metta. Yes, in metta sutta, I know. This, now we are talking about metta sutta, right? Metasura in Roman Pali, okay? Metasura is in Pali, okay? Okay, so chanting is for protection. Chanting Metasura, this is protection, okay? But ready in Meta is actually meditation, two different things. You can use this sutta for two purposes. One is the protection by chanting. Another one is the meditation and ready in Meta to all the Indians. We can change jhana, okay?
那他的问题是，他问尊者如何诵读此经，尊者说呢，十点他会解释，因为他现在呢，他现在只是在给大家介绍这部此经而已，它是一个字一个字的解释这此经。那在这个这部，当你念诵这部此经，印行主爱心的时候，这是此经的时候呢，里面可能你会看到有一句说，哦，愿一切众生快乐，这也就是此经。 那其实呢，这部经呢，它有两个部分，一个部分呢是如果你念诵的话呢，它是有保护的作用；那另外一个部分呢，其实是当你应该是散播此经的话呢，你学习这部经散播此经的话呢，这是属于禅修的部分。而且呢，如果你这样子散播此经，你可以达到禅定。
3:30, okay, so now half an hour, right? Okay, so now may you all be able to practice the three trainings and may you all be able to realize the end of suffering, Nibbana.
Okay. So tomorrow also full day tomorrow. Same like today, right? Okay. Yeah, I know.